presented by that time I got reincarnated in the same world as an anime podcaster, this is Shonen Jumping the Gun, the show where we set our sights on the first chapter of a manga and decide if it's a misfire or a bullseye.
Let's see how many rounds are in this magazine.
On today's episode, Stars Strike.
Get your hands in the air, punk. This is a spinoff episode. You're dealing with Isekai Sensei-sama and Kermit, freelance manga police. Today's number one suspect is Star Strike It Rich.
You crack me up, little buddy.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Shonen Jumping the Gun. Oh, wait, it's a new subcategory I've made for my very own podcast.
It's a spinoff of a spinoff.
Freelance Manga Police, where we cover things outside of Jump or outside of Shonen, because I like giving names to things. It makes me feel special, because then I get to make new intros, and it's fun little creative exercises. So, tis I, your host, Kermit the Grog, your submission specialist, along with my good friend, Isekai Sensei-sama Brad, the MMA Maverick of the Ring. Brad, how you doing?
I'm going to put this series in an arm bar.
In an arm bar!
That's the one move I know.
The one you don't know, the triangle choke?
Rear naked choke, that's one.
Rear naked choke, yeah. Sleeper hold, Fujiwara arm bar. Yeah. A lot of my wrestle knowledge comes through to this.
Yeah.
Today we are covering, if you heard the intro already, Star Strike It Rich, which is a very, very self-indulgent pick for myself. because when we originally were doing these, it was Christmas time, and I wanted to get myself a gift after having to go through some Shonen series I was very bored by. So this was a special award to myself of a all-female MMA-style series drawn or done by... What's the series name? Is it like Kagan Ashura?
I did not pay attention.
Okay. It's a guy who was doing... It was a guy who was doing essentially this, but it was men. And I don't know what happened where he's just like, what if I did it with pretty girls? And that's where we are now. And I'll take it, mostly.
That's a good way to put it. Mostly.
It I'll take it.
Mostly.
Mostly that.
There's a few things we need to talk about.
Listen, well, before we get that, we got to get through my patented speedrun summary of the first chapter. First chapter.
You've got to read it its rights.
Get down on the ground. I don't, ACAB, just to be clear, ACAB. This is a bit on Sam and Max, ACAB.
They're detectives.
They're freelance police, which means they're not actually enforced by the state.
Yeah.
This is what we are here now on manga. We are not the state.
ACAB, unsanctioned.
ACAB. Unsanctioned. Freelance. But yeah, this one was released from how I could find it, which we'll get into after this. There was like a 1.1 and a 1.2, but there was also like a 0.1.
Yeah.
But I just covered 1.1 and 1.2. Just, it felt like a complete story then. Such begins the summary. We begin at a warehouse on a dock at night. Inside, a fight is going on between two women, which men are gambling on. This is Underdog Fight, an underground fighting organization. We meet Tenma Nozomi, our protagonist, and some freaking looking lady whose name doesn't matter, currently held in a submission move by Tenma. The crowd cheers and jeers them on, as this is the opening contest and has been taking forever until their opponent finally taps out of pretty much sheer boredom. Cut to later, and the promoter is firing them both. Despite Tenma's victories, she's boring, and talks about how the crowd wants big, flashy, and when it comes to these underground places, violent matches, adding the cherry on top that women's fighting needs a touch of the, I don't remember what he says, but I've written down horny.
Yeah.
So it's essentially that. He says your skill set is more for the, he says public, they use the word public for this, I'm going to use professional, which is, I guess is like the above board thing. So he says her skill set is more for the professional ring and bids her adieu. Cut to later at a Chinese restaurant, Tenma is celebrating her victory and drowning her sorrows with her winnings, along with her friends, Mitani Hana, a Yakuza crime boss, and Iora Ichika, I should have gotten these names before. Ichika, I got that right, a corrupt cop, both of whom are also on their way down the ladder. They reminisce about all starting up at a gym when they were in high school, but only Tenma stuck with it to become a fighter. An injury ended her professional career, and the underground was the only way for her to keep doing it. But now she is jobless and directionless. The trio exits the restaurant to witness two teen female delinquents beating the shit out of each other. Both the cop and the Yakuza boss can't or won't do anything about the problem of this chaotic combating kids, which leads them to all ponder a solution to it. Tenma heads home and goes to sleep, lamenting there not really being any spots for women in underground fighting, but she awakens quickly with an idea. The idea being finding a spot inside to have those teen girls pummel the shit out of each other. It's still scummy as heck, but now they're off the street and generating money for Tenma. Mentioning they took all the phones to keep the setup on the down low as possible. They want to make sure this stays underground as underground can get. The fight starts and the two girls start beating the ever-loving heck out of each other. The crowd is super into it and remain excited for the other three matches. The trio celebrates at the bar again over a successful and lucrative night. Tenma does not share her friend's enthusiasm, stating it's not going to keep working as is, people will get bored, and the audience is already limited. If they want to make this legit, they need something special. Fighters with charisma. Professional wrestlers. I mean, I guess kind of what MMA has become now, from what I know, which, you know, that's... Stories get butts in seats, people. That's what it's always been. That's why I like wrestling. There's no faking it. They all brainstorm ideas before the cop is struck with the perfect, dangerous candidate for it. Cut to later with the trio in a white van outside a girls' school. The cop points her out. Hongo Hina, the deadliest schoolgirl in Japan. She came out of an extreme religious cult that supposedly got even more intense and violent when she was brought into it. It's kind of mysterious and ominous. She also got fight and weapons training while in the cult for some reason. So she's just... But she just looks like this petite little female, you know, in the sailor outfit and all that. When it was all broken up, the government kept watch on everybody, including her, but one day they just mysteriously stopped. Ominous. The chapter ends as Tenma exits the vehicle, ready to rumble with the dangerous schoolgirl, and we get the ominous line from Hina. You could get yourself killed doing this. Are you sure? Which, like, what a thing to say to an adult attempting to rumble with you when you're just this, like, teenager in school. But that is the first full chapter / chapter point one and point two of Star Strike It Rich, a very self-indulgent pick by me.
Yeah.
Brad, what'd you think of it?
Well, it was interesting. There were a lot of points where I was like, this is weird. Like, what the heck are they going for? Something that stuck out to me a lot as I was reading it. You know, the whole premise at the very beginning was, oh, she doesn't work in this underground league because she's too boring, because it's just, she's just regular fighting. And then they set up their own. And within that, there's just these couple girls that are fighting each other and then it's over. And I was immediately thinking, you're just doing the same thing. You're going to have the same problem, which then she says to the other girls. So I was like, okay.
But also, right. This they was got led something. By women and not by men, because the I should say her friends are women and the person, the mayor, the person who fired her from the underground underdog fight ring was a man.
Right. But I like that they lampshaded it, basically. Yeah. As they were like, yeah, we're going to do the same thing, except she knows that it's not going to work the same way the whole time. So she's got to think of other things to do, which is why they're going to go after this other girl who's going to be like a big ticket.
Which already, like, I guess backwards future vision is that the, like, 0.1 chapter is, like, a fight with this high school girl. And then the proper first chapter is, like, how they get to her. I don't know. Like, that is already its own manga, which is a lot more like Gonzo Crazy. I've never read, I'm still going to butcher the name because I don't remember it exactly, Kengan Ashura. But I know what little I've seen of it. It reminds me a lot of Baki the Grappler, which I don't know if you've ever seen that, Brad, is some of the most wild shit that I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Because it's like the science facts in a fight. It's like, what if JoJo used the I learned one science thing and made a stand out of it, but instead of a stand, it's just this man is just so jacked and muscular and strong, he can do this insane feat.
I've never watched or read Baki, but I've seen clips and stuff.
I'm sure you've seen screenshots and yeah.
Yeah, and it's always so weird to me because it's both the most scientifically accurate, but also completely not accurate at all.
Also just completely crazy
yeah.
fantasy, but like grounded in that nobody, like they have superpowers, but they don't have superpowers, right. Superpowers. And Star could have just been like a slightly heightened reality of this fight ring, but not like, oh, there was a religious extremist cult and this girl somehow showed up and made it worse.
That's actually like...
But it's very intriguing, but it's just like, it feels like another manga collided with this one.
I think that's actually pretty realistic. I don't know how much you know about the cults in Japan, but like in the United States, our cults can be dangerous, but mostly they're like, hey, we're going to separate people from their families. And
they're
just
they're more money-based.
Yeah.
Well, the Japan ones could be, but I do know...
In Japan, a lot of the cults are very dangerous and violent. And so, like, when they started going into that, I was like, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
But, like, the way they set it up, I wouldn't be surprised if, like, she has a literal devil inside of her. Not, like, metaphorically. Mm-hmm. Like, she is literally some, like, a hell spawn. But I don't know. Like, I didn't know what I was getting into when we started this. It just seemed like on the tin something I was interested in, and this gave me an excuse to go check it out. And I did, and I enjoyed it, but in a way that I'm like, I didn't really get what I wanted. I got something else, and I got a whiff of something I could get what I want later, but I don't know yet.
Yeah. I mean, it was enjoyable. It wasn't a difficult read. It was pretty light. Just reading the first chapter or two, if however you want to, I hate it when they split chapters like that, but it's like, it was enjoyable. Yeah.
It was good. I don't know. It's strange. I came in expecting one thing and then got a completely different meal from a completely different like genre of meals. And I'm like, well, I didn't hate it. And you put, like, I came in for pizza, and you did put some, like, tomato sauce on this, and I guess it worked that the tomato sauce was on this other food item that I can't think of what it's going to be, but it wasn't what I ordered, but I would eat this?
Bruschetta.
I guess, where do you think this is going to go?
Normally
I feel like you go, it's a sports one, it's right. Gonna do the sports things, but, like... This ain't MMA. No, this ain't Martial Master Asumi, brother. This is a different beast all entirely. We're off the grid now. We're out of the magazine. Well, we're probably in a different magazine.
I would have to imagine...
Capital T, the magazine.
Given the setup that they have with the other two women, that there'll be run-ins with the Yakuza, there'll be run-ins with the cops, they'll have to grow the organization and get bigger and better tickets and everything, and... You know, there'll be something going on with the fighters that are coming around, and they'll all have their own little backstories and weird stuff going on. So, I mean, sky's the limit for this.
Yeah, this is such an open, like, there could be more crazy super people in strange situations, women. Yeah, I couldn't say, I'm assuming it just keeps going that we see a couple fights and things keep escalating both inside and outside of the ring.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, is compelling storytelling. This feels, I mean, this is our first proper foray out of Shonen Jump and similar and related media. This is the first time I had to go to freaking, what is it, Kamaki?
We'll get into that in a minute.
Okay. This is me leaving my normal walled garden, and it was a very strange... It's, I mean, I've read series like this, but it's like, it's so greasy to everything else we've covered. Even if other things get through, like, it's not sleazy. There was not horniness in it, but in a way that it could show, I got the feeling that it could show up later, but also it wasn't as much as you'd expect in these first couple chapters.
There wasn't any surprise naked boobs anywhere.
No. It was surprisingly, like, again, like, it's got such dangerous wild card. They'll be your friend, they'll shoot you in the front, they'll stab you in the back. I don't know.
Yeah.
I genuinely do not know. Now with our major thoughts out of the way, we're going to get down to the bit of it and get to the bam, 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 quick draw event. And to help me out, we're going to call in Truxan's Rules of the Range. Hey everybody, it's me, it's Truxan, your friendly neighborhood Truxan. It's Truxan's Rule of the Range. So we're at the bottom, we got Dead Walking, dead in 20 chapters or less, an early grave, like Do Retry or Candy Flurry. Next up from that, we got a flop, granted a stay of execution, under 50 chapters, like a Fabricant 100 or a Doran Dororan, whatever that is. Next up is It'll Live, hangs on just past flop zone, sub 120 chapters, like PPPPPP or Magu-chan. Then we got Solid, Sir that does well but hasn't reached its true popularity, like an Akane Banashe or Undead Unluck, can get an anime. Then we got the hit, truly popular with an anime and hundreds of chapters, like a Black Clover or an Assassination Classroom. And finally, oh my gosh, the Supernova, industry shaker and shaper. Readers want to be with them. Other manga want to be like them. Like a Demon Slayer, Jujutsu Kaisen. And that's Truxan's Rules of the Range. Back to you.
Well, thanks, Truxan.
Yeah, thanks, Truxan. So with our choices in front of us, Brad, a thing that's not in the magazine. We're off the beaten path, but I didn't want to come up with new ratings. What's your quick draw rating?
Yeah, I mean, given where it is, I have to say it'll live. Just because there are far worse things on that site that are still in, you know, 50, 60, 70 chapters. So
it's written by somebody who has a presence.
Yeah.
Because if they made something that got an anime on Netflix, like, you got to be something at least for that. I'm not allowed to say I don't know, but I want to just say I genuinely have no effing clue. This is a wild card. This is a bucking bronco. I'll read some more of it if I can figure out how, but like, I have zero idea. I don't even know where we're going. I can't predict a thing's future when I have no sense of where it's going.
I think in the case of...
It'll Live feels like a cop-out. Like, that's what my cop-out answer is.
Yes, but...
To me personally.
In the particular place where this lives, It'll Live means it's going to keep being there and keep going there. Whereas it being a hit means that it'll migrate to a different place at some point.
Well, here, let's roll in the chat of where it's at with would I continue reading it? Because there's a wall here that I would have to decide if I wanted to overcome or not. And I feel like that for maybe for both of us. So this is on, I believe, Kamaki, which Brad, many main episodes ago of the Mainline podcast, complained about. And I, from my little walled garden, said, why are you reading things there? And now that I'm, like, getting out of my comfort zone, I'm leaving home for the first time. I'm like, the instant I saw it, when I Googled it, I'm like, oh no, it's here! I'm suffering this is egg on my face.
Yeah. So, Kamaki, in case people don't know, is a digital manga, I guess publisher would technically be the right term for it.
Poster?
Yeah, it's basically a place where you can go and you can read manga digitally.
Semi-officially.
Yeah.
Officially.
It's licensed there.
Okay.
And the key is that you're paying for it, which, I mean, of course, you should pay for your manga.
Yeah.
Except as with some other sites that we've also talked about before, you have to pay for packs of keys with which to unlock chapters to read them. And, you know, I don't necessarily mind a model of pay per chapter, but I really don't like the DLC-like quality.
Microtransaction.
Yes. Yeah, that's the right word.
Yeah.
They do this thing where you have to buy a pack of keys, right? And you can only buy a pack of keys. You can't just say, I just want to buy this one chapter.
I can't say I want to buy this thing on Microsoft Store. It's me in the early 2010s and I'm on my 360.
Yeah.
I have to buy 500 points worth of Microsoft points.
Exactly. And so you have to buy the keys. They come in like different size packs, and the more you buy, you know, the better the value is per the pack. And like, I think in the higher packs, you get bonus keys, but the bonus keys can only be used for like 2 weeks or something like that. It's so convoluted and ridiculous.
We've talked about this at length before, but suffice it to say, this is a much harder series to get at by virtue of the site that it is on.
Right.
And that I may, if I can't figure that out in a way that I feel comfortable spending my money, may yo-ho-ho this up if need be.
You say that. However, I did look into this as I was trying to find this after you said, hey, go read this.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist anywhere else.
Well, the Dex of Manga does not have it in any meaningful outside of the opening chapters. But
well, you probably shouldn't be going anywhere else.
Truth.
Unless you want a virus.
I'm desperate. But I guess that's the thing. I want to give it a couple more chapters before I have my own verdict, but I guess I'm curious enough to keep going to see if it will give me the thing that I came to it for, because right now it could or it couldn't. It's not like, oh, I don't think it's going to, or oh, it's going to. It's, I don't know.
And I think it is, what is it, the first four half chapters or whatever are free.
The first zero chapter and 1.1 and 1.2 were free, and then there was like a weird extra one that I think was just some like concept art.
They do this thing where
it was paid.
The latest chapter is free, but only for certain periods of time. And I do mean periods, because they do this thing where it'll be free for like 6 hours and then not for another 12, and then free for another 6 hours. So it's super convoluted and ridiculous. And I just, it all feels so sleazy.
I guess that's here. Let's to finish it out. I will continue reading, but in a very like, I need to get money, value for money sense on this one. And I don't know if I'm getting what I want yet. So, yeah. But I'm curious, the trap has been baited enough for me to go check it out more. What's your stance?
If Kamaki at some point does a subscription thing,
a less BS way
where they're like, hey, pay us $15 a month and you can read whatever you want, then I will probably read it at that point.
I feel like this being a self-serving pick for myself was a backfire that I have now lowered myself into the sleaze. Cause I know there's other things that we can cover outside of the app that will be in the magazine that will not be as sketch zone, I hope. Maybe I'll get a physical book. I know I went to the bookstore looking for it. I'm like, this is way too recent if it even ever gets an American release physically.
There's a bunch of stuff on Kamaki that I would like to read, but none of it is such a strong enough desire.
Good enough to, yeah.
That I will degrade myself to microtransacting for it.
Brad, I don't know, you we've had discussions about this. The times when things that are up my particular alleys comes around is limited. So it's one of those, I'll close my eyes, I'll reach my hand down to the barrel and see if I can pull out something I like. But that's on that. So with that, it's also dawning on me, we never talked at the beginning when this started, but this is already a Wild West show, because it's not my normal clean spot of finding things, and I really don't want to go back to Kamaki until I'm ready to degrade myself to read it. So know that at the time this started, I think it started earlier last year at time of listening and time of recording, and it is still seemingly going. I have not heard any news of its death at time of recording, which is the 1st of January of the new year, 2024. But yeah, hopefully future Freelance Manga Police will be a little more.
This might not even come out until like March.
Exactly. That's the fun part. This might be a while. So that's why I like to say the date when we record it, because it's going to be a while. But at time of recording, it's been going for under a year probably, and it is still alive. Who knows what will happen to it then? I don't know how this stuff works. So, but that has been Starstruck It Rich. A weird one. A backfiring, if you will, of something that I thought was going to be, yes, this is a gift for me. This is a gift for Kermit. And I stuck my foot in it, and
you can't have anything.
I don't know if I haven't regretted it yet, but I didn't. It wasn't a slam dunk as I was hoping. So that's where we're at. So, if you'd like to play along at home, you can join us over on the Shonen Flop Discord. I mean, obvious as always, join our Discord, but you can catch us over there where you can play the home game version of this, where it originally started, of the flop pools, where when a new manga comes out in Shonen Flop, this is...
Yeah, not this series.
Not this series. This one's not in Shonen Jump or the related ones, so it ain't getting covered, Holmes. I gotta draw the line somewhere.
We're not asking anybody to pay into this system.
No. But you can do your own Rules of the Range and put your vote there with the little frog head for me, Kermit, and I'll tally it up on my spreadsheet, and we'll see if we're super geniuses for catching hits early on or guessing deaths and all that fun stuff. So come catch over there.
Something we have not mentioned so far, and this is probably a really late time to mention this, but when you go on the Shonen Flop Discord, go to the Shonen Jump channel. There are threads.
Yes.
In the Shonen Jump channel.
For the new series, which we haven't had a new series. Well, actually we did. We had Shadow Eliminators, which we covered last episode.
Yeah.
So...
But what you'll want to do...
Did I cover Shadow Eliminators? I don't remember.
If you're listening to this and you haven't joined us for the flop pool yet, basically all of the episodes that we've done, you're probably too late for. I think the one where it was close enough was like Green, Green, Green.
It got released too late
which,
by the episode.
Even as of the time this is coming out was a long time ago.
Yeah.
But for future reference.
To be there, because I think we're due a new series in the next month or two. Yeah. I think. Because some stuff got shifted around. So come join us. I should probably go double check I did Shadow Limiters because I don't remember.
And we should probably, like, slot new ones in as soon as possible so people can jump.
I did. You got to release them. I know the timing was bad for Green Green Greens because we recorded Green Green Greens the day after it dropped, my brother.
And Shadow Eliminators was, I mean,
I waited a lot. I didn't care about that one.
Yeah, we were at like four chapters. And
that one I was not on top of because it didn't interest me that much. And just also timing, but mostly the first thing.
I love how you're just like, I don't care what the rules are. This is my show. Yeah. I do whatever I want. Yeah.
That's why we have the spinoff. That's the same thing, but different. But with that all the way, Brad, plug me up. Hit me with the plugs. Fill me full of lead.
Well, as always, we want to thank Sugoi Mart for partnering with us. Sugoi Mart's a retailer of Japanese snacks, drinks, toys, and merch. And they got a lot of cool stuff you can't get outside Japan. So check the link in the description or use code APR15 at checkout to get 15% off your first order, which also helps us out. And of course, we want to know what you think. So hit us up on social media. You can find the links on our website, animepodcasterreincarnation.com. You can also leave comments about these podcast episodes and also find other posts and reviews. And of course, we got a Discord where you can come chat with us. You should also check us out on Patreon. Supporters get perks like getting to vote on which series to cover on heroin addiction, as well as the high-quality stereo version of the podcast early. And we'd love to hear what perks you'd like. And of course, mentioning Patreon, we got to shout out our patrons.
First off, at our Reincarnator tier, we have Cake Dwarf and Moon. Next, at our Merchant tier, we've got Kill Hour. And last but certainly not least, at our Commoner tier, we've got Rena. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Brad. And as always, make sure to listen to our mainline podcast, That Time I Got Reincarnated, in the same world as an anime podcaster. And Brad, I think Star Strike at Rich is the Marshall Master Asumi of We Have McDonald's at Home. Do my Max voice. Ding dong, justice calling. Get your hands in the air, punk. This is a spinoff episode. You're dealing with Isekai Sensei Sama and Kermit, freelance manga police. Today's suspect, Star Strike It Rich.
I forget what I was doing.
I mean, we can cut it in really easy. You crack me up, little buddy.
Right.
You
crack me up, little buddy.
I'm your submissions expert host, Kermit the Grog, here along with my... I didn't spend time thinking of these. Cut all this. Go back.